Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're going to do our election roundup with Mary Lau, Mackenzie Warren Kay, and Jesse Wadhams. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
It's a good time to win during the big deal $150,000 guaranteed giveaways at Tamarack Casino. $15,000 in cash and free play giveaways each week. And $50,000 in grand prize giveaways with two top prizes of $15,000 cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's our election roundup show here. We've got Mary Lau is with us, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Mackenzie Warren Kay is attorney and vice president of government affairs for McDonald Corano. And Jesse Wadhams is partner with Black & Wadhams Attorneys at Law. Pleasure to have you all here. Mary Lau, you do all kinds of private polling on these elections. When did you know that Steve Sisolak was in trouble?
A little while ago, actually.
Weeks, so. Months?
You can see the trend happening, but when you're doing consistent polling, we do data as opposed to emotional polling and stuff like that. And when the data starts developing a trend, you knew it was coming. So, but we also knew the results, the other results too, so, you know.
Yeah, you and I actually had a conversation via text a few days before the election where you laid out.
We told you how it would turn out.
And you were 101% correct.
Missed one.
Which one?
Ellen Spiegel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't realize that being cut off from the caucus would be that damaging.
Mackenzie, what was the biggest surprise to you?
I wouldn't call it a surprise. I guess the ballot hopping we knew was going to be a trend, but the significance of that trend, I think Republican suburban women hopped over to support Senator CCM. And I think a lot of Democrats and obviously a fair amount of nonpartisans decided that they wanted Sheriff Lombardo as their pick for governor. So I think more so than in elections past, Nevada really showed its purple political stripe, and that's a testament to how tight these races were. Also, Democrats are hopefully learning a lesson, funding some of these folks that they thought were, you know, easy targets and easily beatable. And this these numbers were really tight and down to the wire in many of the significant races. We are purple.
Okay, so will you explain that a little bit more for folks who are not so well versed in the schemes of politics of exactly what the Democrats were doing?
So, and Republicans were doing it too, right? A hat tip to Sheriff Lombardo for his genius placement and funding of the Team Biden and Sisolak signs that were artfully placed right next to a Team Lombardo sign. To the public, they thought, oh, why would Governor Sisolak want to be pictured next to President Biden given his low approval ratings? Well, turns out Sheriff Lombardo's team had a hand in that. Now, on the other side of the aisle, Democrats did fund and send money away to candidates that were perceived as far right, fringy, you know, too extreme to garner any popularity. And I think to some degree that backfired, because looking to the treasurer and secretary of state and attorney general's races, maybe not the AG so much, these were close. And so what happened is a lot of Republicans went in there and they voted down the line. Now, what I mentioned earlier, some ballot hopping, is that we did see people voting for the candidate and not necessarily just going into the booth and blindly voting for the party. And that, I think, is the major takeaway from this election, is that candidates matter. And we are, in fact, a purple state, which should not be any surprise looking at how divided our country is heading into 2024.
Well, Jesse, I agree that we're a purple state, and there have been a lot of people over the last few years who said, no, it's more Democrat, and in fact, the reality is it's not, and we saw that very strongly in this election. But doesn't it show that there is an intelligence of the electorate that a lot of people just really didn't consider, and that they looked at this and went, hey, this person looks smart to me, this person doesn't, I'm making my vote. And it was close, but still.
Yeah. Sam, actually, you make a great point, because I was actually thinking about that this morning, kind of thinking about the show and how, you know, we oftentimes think about these low information voters who really just go straight ticket or whatever emotional appeal is on the various commercial. But I think when you really start to unpack it, I think there are a lot of high information voters that are willing to say, you know what, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in D.C. has a different role for what is good for the country versus what, say, the governor's office does and how that affects our day-to-day lives, our jobs, our education, whatever it is, and they kind of make those distinctions. And I think the attorney general's office, I think that particular race is another good one of high information voters making a big distinction about, okay, while I think Democrats did very well generally, you saw particularly folks that didn't quite understand the nature and role of the attorney general saying, you know what, we're gonna lean towards Ford in a more strong fashion. So I think, you know, while maybe the mass of population is sort of just kind of goes with their gut, I think that high information propensity does start to show those distinctions when you see the different, you know, when the clearly crossover between Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and Governor-elect Lombardo.
And so, Mary, at this point in time, at least for Nevada, have we put aside the votes are rigged? Are we done with that? Because it concerns me that in the last couple of days, I've had people have conversations with me and say, well, you know, I'm just really concerned about my vote. And I say, well, give an example of a few of the people you voted for. And they'll give me some Republicans, Democrats they voted for, who won. And I say, well, how can it be rigged if you voted for different people in different parties and they won? Does that not at least show you that at least with your vote, it was accurate?
I think the greatest proof of that was Nye County. Nye County wanted to go all hand count. They couldn't go hand count, so they did hand audit. Granted, it was not a big population, but statistics never are. And Nye County proved it was a legitimate election. You know, I mean, I could have people disagreeing with me on that, and that's fine. But when you hand count after a machine count and it comes out the same, basically, then party over.
So do we need, as a state and as a country, to do a huge marketing campaign to say your vote is secure?
I doubt that you're going to see that. It doesn't sell media. You know, I mean, the term the big lie was coined by media. So, and I agree that we have a more educated voter now because they do research things, but the A.G. Ford's race never got below this gap. That gap stayed consistent. She never breached into it. And, or she being Seagal, of course. But I think that there's a reason $37 million was spent on character ads. And to Mackenzie's point, when you had them putting forth some extreme Republicans with the big lie, going back to that, that was nationwide. They didn't just do it in Nevada. It was a Democrat playbook. And it works. So, unfortunately.
All right. So, that brings me to one of my points that I've been thinking about very hard for months now, which is, you know, if you're doing campaigns, then it seems to me, Mackenzie, that, you know, attack them, you get attacked, they get attacked. And what people see is, she touched my food, no, she poked me, he poked my food. It's just tit for tat, like little children. And it's not about issues. But it seems to me that if you were running a marketing campaign as against a political campaign, you would be selling a product. What can I do for you as an elected official rather than I hate the other person? Do we need to change the way that we market campaigns? Because it's unbelievable how much money was spent just here in Nevada, and yet what's the message that people retain? Well, I don't like so-and-so.
I think I agree with Mary, and it's sort of a loop in that the attacks and the character attacks, they work. I think the messaging, if we'll just use what happened in Nevada as our example, if Republicans want to get closer and they want to edge out Democrats who in my mind had a better ground game and motivated voters to use those mail-in ballots, Republicans need to do more than just telling their base to show up on election day. And this was evidenced in especially the state legislative races. Several assembly seats and Maryland Ondero Loop, her Senate seat, all those Democrats were behind. And then the second those mail-in ballots from Clark County started to get tabulated, every single one of those leads was taken over. So the Democrats, they maintained their supermajority in the assembly, and Senator Dondero Loop prevailed. I will note, however, that the Independent Expenditure put out nasty attack ads on her Republican opponent, Joey Paulus. Everything I saw by candidate Paulus was positive. I didn't see any shots taken at Dondero Loop, and Dondero Loop won the day. So is this a little case study? Perhaps. But truly, I think it is very difficult to distill into a 30-second spot what the job of the Secretary of State or Treasurer is. It's just very difficult. But I agree with you, I agree with Jesse, that it is amazing that Nevadans stepped into that voter booth and they used their brain. They made assessments and they didn't just go straight down ticket, and they hopped around to choose who they thought would represent them best. And I've got to acknowledge, you know, our Secretary of State-elect Cisco Aguilar already laying out his plan, talking about the harassment of election workers and making this a felony, acknowledging the shortcomings in Nye County, but also the viewpoint and the plight of our individual counties and leaders to want to have a safe and fair election. I think he'll be at the table with Nye County and others that have criticisms about our process. I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but I think when we, you know, look at our state in 4 years, I hope we can bolster that faith and security in this system, because it is the best in the world.
So Jesse, the one ad that everybody is talking about turns out to be a semi-positive ad, which was Zach Conine's ad, where he broke the fourth wall,
right,
and used humor. Doesn't that say that you know, because to me, there was so much noise, there always is so much noise, that frankly, even though this program accepts political advertising from everybody, and God bless them for spending the money with us, it keeps us on the air.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't listen to any of these ads because they're, you know, I'm for education. Well, I haven't seen a campaign that says I'm not for education.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
It's just so stupid. But he broke through with a measure of humor, and I thought that was impressive. The other person that I think has done, again, from a marketing perspective, not from a campaigning perspective, but it ends up being a benefit, is Mark Amaday, who's been following in the footsteps of Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich, who 40 years ago did I'm a Fighting Grandmother and I'm Fighting for You radio commercials every day in and out of whether it was a campaign, well, it was always a campaign cycle, but it was every year she ran positive ads about what she was doing in Congress. Mark has been doing the same thing, and people remember that.
Well, I think you make a great point, Sam, because I think, it's a rare candidate that can sort of actually humanize themselves in that short period of time. That is a gift that I don't know that a lot of politicians have, because I think that, you know, the average politician probably is just trying to not stumble on their words or trying to not make a, you know, make the wrong point, right? So, you know, having that sort of comfort in your own skin and being able to just be human is a hugely great asset. That's why I think, Treasurer Conine's ad sort of broke through. I think, you know, anybody who talks about Representative Amaday always talks about how he just is so, you know, casual and so sort of able to hit an audience. He's such an everyman, right? So, but I do think it does show that if your candidate, now I'm not a campaign handler, I don't understand those dark arts, but I do think if you have the right candidate and can humanize that person, you're going to have probably a significant step ahead of the ground game of the folks that are going to be running the attack ads.
This is a great show. I'm loving it. Let's take a break. We'll come right back after this timeout.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 Big Holiday Extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners. Weekly cash, free playing up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And two grand prize drawings. Win up to $20,000 in cash. Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau, Mackenzie Warren Kay, and Jesse Wadhams discussing the elections. Sig Rogich on this program, a week or so before the election, led off a fusillade against Governor Sisolak. And in the same week, we had Mayor Goodman, when talking about education, fire off a similar volley against him. But it was amazing to me the number of people that told me exactly the same things privately over the 4 years of Governor Sisolak's reign, but would not say it on camera. What does this say to you about the power of the governorship and that particular person?
I would say it's more that particular person, because a confident governor can take criticism and work with it and have it be a learning tool. But unfortunately, Sisolak's reputation from his Clark County days of getting even, of having tempers, of all of it, it manifested itself into the same environment. And right now, people were afraid because he, you know, gets even. He doesn't get an explanation. And there was absolutely nobody that could get a hold of him. He he had an iron wall around him that the Emperor of China would have enjoyed, you know, and it didn't help him. And Lombardo has really, really got a task in front of him, because our bureaucracy is a disaster from the insurance commissioner on down. Our boards and commission has just fallen apart. And, you know, I remember when Sislak put out this, I have appointed this number of people. I went back through and looked at every one that was already on there that didn't need appointment. So he really didn't fill the boards and commissions. So good for Sig. I adore him. He is just like one of my idols in the world. And Goodman, that was surprising. But yeah, I saw the same thing. But it was the truth.
Mackenzie, and we're running a little short on time, so maybe just a couple quick sentences here on this if you want to dive into it.
I think Sheriff Lombardo, you know, Governor-elect's remarks at Rancho High School were spot on this week when he said he needs to set a new tone. I think he's already surrounded himself with smart people. I think who his chief of staff pick will be paramount, helping him navigate this very hostile legislature. The Democrats have a supermajority in the House, but I think rebuilding the confidence of Nevadans is going to be his number one, and I thought his messaging was good this week.
See?
I couldn't agree more with Mackenzie and Mary just about the task probably ahead of Governor-elect Lombardo, just with regard to, you know, the agency structure, the administration of the business of the state, you know, and you can't lay all of this at Governor Sisolak's feet, because he's coming out of a pandemic and with folks quitting and pay, you know, the low pay of the state. So the task ahead for Governor-elect Lombardo is just monumental.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, there are remaining couple of minutes here. We have Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, Mackenzie Warren Kay, Attorney and Vice President of Government Affairs with McDonald Carano, and Jesse Wadhams, Partner with Black & Wadhams Attorneys at Law. We got just a couple of sentences from each of you, because we have already started the next cycle, which is the U.S. Senate race with Jackie Rosen. What are your thoughts on what this is going to be like?
Well, a lot depends on the next 2 years, how it's going to be right. If Jackie Rosen ran today, she'd win under the current climate. But there's no reason Susie Lee did, but she did. So we have to see in 2 years what happens. And every single person running next year is going to be under a microscope. It's a petri dish of who's going to surface and who's going to grow.
That's a great way to put it. Mackenzie?
I have to agree with Mary on most points. I disagree about Representative Lee. I knew she would pull it out all along. I think April Becker had her chance in the state legislature, and that's sort of where she should have remained, but agreed that Jackie would win if she ran today. The question is who goes up against her. And I truly think what happens nationally is where everyone is. It's amazing to me how Nevada hasn't even finalized all of the votes, but we're already talking about the 2024 national election. So it's going to be a show.
Well, let's face it. I mean, there is no end to these campaigns.
No.
I'm sure the fundraising has already been dramatic. Final words, final thoughts here, Jesse?
I think looking at only at the campaign ahead, I think the Republicans in this state, to the extent that they want to try to recapture a majority or take some more seats, I think they need a big deep dive and a postmortem to understand how they are missing the get out the vote efforts and missing their voters to try to, if they want to win these policy ideas.
It really is remarkable that it was the get out the vote portion where they seem to have fallen by the wayside. Thank you all so much. This was a terrific program. I really appreciate you all being here. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
$50,000 guaranteed giveaways at Tamarack Casino.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.